David, feels like a long time ago, but that top half of the first inning, second and third, nobody out. What were you able to do to get out of that jam unscathed?
Yeah, you know, just try and get back with Alvy and focus on executing one pitch at a time. And
when you look at the way that that entire inning went, what did you sense, I mean, personally, but as a group, when Pete comes back in the bottom half after you get out of it and hits that three-run home run?
Yeah, I thought it was huge. You know, they could have had a couple runs there in the first, and we were able to get out of it. Defense did a great job on that. And, yeah, and then that was just a huge way to answer. You know, they had some momentum going, and then Pete to be able to kind of stop and throw the momentum in our favor in the bottom of the first was huge.
David, what does this say about the ball club, the way that you bounce back today?
Yeah, you know, I think that's something that we've done all year. You know, we get down or we lose a game or two or whatever it is, and we continue to show up and fight and compete. And I think it just shows the resilience of the group.
David, you're an even-keeled guy, but what is it like in the moments leading up for you when you know that you're going to be tasked in an elimination game with getting the start?
It's exciting. It's a huge honor and a privilege to be able to get the ball in those situations. And I don't take them lightly. And you know, I try to go out there and execute my pitches and get as far as I could into the game for the team.
Were you able to keep your emotions in check, though, or did it feel different going out there?
No, it felt good. I mean, obviously there was excitement. Haven't started in a while, and to be able to get that opportunity was exciting. But once I got going and warming up and everything, it was felt like another start.
When you got out of that jam in the first and you heard the crowd erupt here, what was going through your mind? Anybody say anything to you on the way back to the dugout?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was huge to hear them get up like that, and I think stuff like that leads to what we did in the bottom of the first. I think it gets our guys going. We get in the dugout and we get a chance to hit, and our guys set the table, and Pete hit the homer. So it's really exciting, and it's awesome to have our fans behind us like that.
After those two guys reach, you mentioned you've taken each pitch at a time. Which one do you think arguably might have been the biggest one in helping you get out of it unscathed?
I think all of them were. Like I said, I was trying to just execute one at a time, and we were able to get the ground ball. That was huge to get the one out, and then obviously to get Freddie to line out and have two outs, to be able to go and attack Edmund in that spot was big.
You've encountered some situations like that throughout the season. The Subway Series comes to mind. Has that given you kind of any confidence, you know, early traffic, kind of working through situations like that?
Yeah, I think you learn from those experiences. I have total confidence in my stuff, and so it wasn't like there was any lack of confidence, but it definitely gets you going on the right foot to put a zero up there and let those guys go and hit and do what they did.
David, why do you think this team thrives when facing adversity?
We don't quit. We're not going to stop. We've it's been a long journey. It's been a fun journey, and we don't want it to end. So, yeah, like I said, we come back to the ballpark, fresh mindset the next day, learn from what happened the day before, and go out there and compete.
What's it like Alvarez behind the plate, and especially seeing him be able to produce?
Yeah, it was awesome. It's always fun working with Alvy and Torrens, and to see Alvy come up with some good stuff on the offensive side of the baseball was really cool to see today.